Yo, 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 this is the podcast Let's Talk More Do. I am your host, Lamar Griffin, and today's episode, I'm super excited to announce we have John Beckham, the director of Basketball County In the Water. It just came out today. So if you're listening to this podcast, the documentary is now on Showtime. It's streaming. Go check that out. You got to watch the documentary. Kevin Durant, Victor Oladipo, John and the team, Rich. There's so many people that were a part of this amazing documentary, highlighting all the basketball players and just the culture and the community of their area. And you guys got to watch the documentary to find out more. So right now, I'm going to roll the trailer so you guys can check that out. And then we're going to jump into the podcast with John. Let's get it.
Every summer, just about every day, you know, we was playing outdoors on that blacktop. As soon as I woke up, I was running downstairs and going to the court across the street from my apartment building. We got that competition early on.
It was very competitive. For me, it was a young kid walking on the court with a bunch of grown men. And you had to go in there and prove to the older adults that we belong on this court.
You could virtually ride in the neighborhoods and any basketball court in many neighborhoods would be packed.
I love basketball so much. It was like an amusement park because you could learn something every single day from somebody.
First of all, you better get into court early. If you're not there at 9 o'clock, you might not play until 11 o'clock. And if you lost the game, you might as well go home.
If we were playing and it got too dark, there were no lights. Guys that drove would turn their headlights on so we could finish a game.
And so if you lose and you're not good, you know, they might say you're not playing no more.
So that sense of urgency, you know, was always there.
You fought to the death almost. I mean, there was definitely blood. Game point was gonna take 15, 20 minutes. Like, you were gonna get fouled.
The county definitely gives you a tough edge. Fighting to hold your spot, being able to stay on the court with a bunch of grown men and holding your own. I mean, everybody will say that's everywhere. But for us, we live by that.
Lamar.
John, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, how are you?
Man, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, bro.
All good, man. Thanks for reaching out.
Just tell the people your name, where you're from, and what you do.
So my name is John Beckham. I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland, and I'm a filmmaker. A little bit of a musician, started as a musician, but now I'm kind of focused on film.
Yeah, I saw the musician part, man. That is awesome. Can you elaborate on that? What's your background in music?
Well, I got put in piano lessons when I was like five, like a bunch of people have, and then kind of switched over to drums when I thought they were cooler. My brother played them and then played some guitar and then played in some bands and produced some stuff. And just always been, music's been in my blood. So
that's amazing,
that's
kind
of where, man. I started with creativity stuff.
Talk to me about how the documentary came together. I want to commend you, man. I like how when one, and I don't know if this is true. I'm just reading it from the interview. So I'm talking to you so I can ask you. I like how you put the sizzle reel together and then brought it to the team, like to so that you could show them something instead of just going to KD like, hey, I got an idea. Let's try to run with this. You actually had something to show them. I think that was cool. Did you do that?
Yes. And that was specific to try to get Kevin on board. I was lucky. I knew a couple of guys through playing basketball and just growing up with them. Didn't like knew Victor Oladipo and Quinn Cook from Damascus. So I was able to get to them through like a trusted resource.
Okay.
Because one of my boys knew them. So I was able to get them on camera and talk about it. But I didn't know Kevin growing up. He's a bunch younger than I am. And just, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends from Sea Pleasant. So I knew that in order to get him, they were getting a lot of, you know, they probably get a lot of requests all the time from all kinds of people. I had to have a really nice something to show them first.
That's super smart, man. That's super smart. All right, so talk to me about the process, man. Talk to me about how you guys went about shooting a documentary. And of course it comes out May 15th for everyone listening to the podcast. I plan on dropping this on the day that it comes out. So I'll link the documentary in this podcast, but yeah, talk to me about, you know, the process of making it and you and your team and the challenges you had, man. I just want to hear it all, man.
So I've been wanting to do this about Prince George's County basketball for a long, long time. And like I said, I've always been a musician. So, and I knew that this was a big project. So I said to myself, like, look, if I can do a short film, get it into a couple of festivals and prove it to myself, that'll prove to myself that I can go ahead and like step up and try to make this documentary. Because if you want, like, if I try to make this documentary without really knowing what I'm doing and it falls flat on its face, like, that'd be horrible for the county. That'd be horrible for me. I couldn't show my face anymore. So that was motivation to do my first short. And then once the short got submitted, it got accepted to a couple of film festivals. That was really the start where I was like, all right, bet I can do this.
Hey,
let's start calling the people that I know to try to set up some interviews. I talked to a couple people and we just started that way.
As a filmmaker, I mean, people don't understand the process. Talk about that. How long was it for you, like, not start to finish, but like, how long was the process, you would say?
I've been thinking about the film for like 10 years.
That's crazy.
And I did the short film. Again, the short film was proof. I've always wanted to do the story, like, this little story I had. Always wanted to make it come true, but, like, that was part of it, too. Like, because I needed to level up. But the Basketball County movie, about 3.5 years.
Dang, that's crazy, man. 3.5 years.
Yeah, January 2017, I got with my boy Simon, talked to him about, he's an amazing cinematographer and just producer, and just, he's an actor in L.A., too. Talked to him about shooting it a little bit. I talked to my boy Tommy Pellucci at Damatha about maybe connecting me with some of his people. Talked to my guy Mark at Capital Hoops about connecting with, you know, I just started getting the ball in motion then when we started getting the interviews.
So the name of this podcast is called Less Talk, More Do. And I love that you were like, I've been thinking about this for 10 years because it's like, you just thinking about it put it all in motion. But then you actually had to have like the courage to go actually do it, which you've done it, like, it's complete now. But it's like, it was such a process that it took you, you know, that long. But in retrospect, it doesn't matter how long it takes you because you finished it.
Yeah, I mean, I always envisioned this as a network piece. So, like, in order for it to, I mean, I had to take time with it. And obviously, I had to get partners along that would help out. And, like, you know, my co-director, Jimmy, has been a big part of it. Kevin and his team have been a giant part of it. You know, every single, I mean, you'll see the credits. There's been a lot of people involved. This is a movie about the community. So there's been a lot of community helping it.
That's amazing, man. I'm super excited to see the film, man. I'm just counting down the days till May 15th comes. I mean, I want to definitely say congratulations. Like, it's monumental. Like, I can only imagine where you're going to go next from here. Like, what's next? What's next? I know the doc hasn't dropped yet, but when it does drop, have you started thinking about what's next for you and your team, or what's next for you?
Yeah, I have an idea for a basketball documentary that I'm gonna wait until this one comes out. We'll see. Like, I've always said, I think it's gonna be all right, but if this sucks, then I'm not gonna do the next basketball.
I don't think it's gonna suck.
I think it's gonna be all right. We've been in post production for months now, and I've been busy with Basketball County, but, you know, I'm not actually editing it or coloring it or mixing it.
Right.
So I've had time on my hands, and I just put together a little short documentary about my brother's pizzeria in Baltimore.
My
brother's really passionate. Yeah. So I got a little pizza documentary that we're just finishing up on, too. Dude. To some festivals and see what's up.
Man, I cannot wait to watch that, man. I'm trying to learn, dude. Hey, if you ever need anyone on set, man, let me know. I'm saying this on the podcast. I will come do whatever. Let me know.
Cool. Basketball County in the Water is a documentary film about Prince George's County, Maryland, and its relationship with basketball and why it produces so many top-tier talent players, both male and female. It'll be out on Showtime on May 15th at 9 p.m., and then it'll be streaming throughout the summer for however long. There's a 30-day free trial to Showtime, so you can just sign up and get it for free.
Boom. John, thank you so much, man. I cannot tell you how much this means to me as an up-and-coming filmmaker to be able to have this time with you, man. I know you're driving. I appreciate you taking the time to even, you know, give me this 19 minutes that we had, because that shit means a lot to me, for real.
Lamar, I appreciate you, man. Let's get up next time I'm down in Florida.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, man. And if you're ever in Denver, too, I shoot down in Florida, but I'm based out of Denver. So if you're ever in Colorado, hit me. I got you.
Oh, I love Denver. All right, cool. Peace.
All right, man. Take care, baby.
All right.
Appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. John, thank you so much for stopping by the show, man. The doc is going to be crazy. I already know. I'm about to go watch it right now myself. I'm getting into documentaries. I'm so excited to have someone like you in my corner. I appreciate you, big dog. Everyone listening to this podcast, stop what you're doing. Go home. If you're not home, if you're in the gym, well, you can't be in gym because we're in quarantine. Watch the documentary right now. I don't care what you're doing. Stop. Go to your TV. Turn it on. Download Showtime. Stream it. If you already got it, you the plug. Make sure you check out the doc, Basketball County in the Water, director John Beckham. Peace.